God was conceiving. Now his womb is this God-man present everywhere on earth. Yes or no?
President of the Eucharist, he's president of the mystical body.
Yeah? Oh, just on my Jesuits. Thanks.
You want a yes or no? Yeah.
Just one word.
Yes.
President everywhere is the God man. Now, 1, 2, 3, you're not quite so sure of yourself. I don't want to embarrass people. Although I've told you how many times. When you ask a question and you know the correct answer, you've practiced charity. If you don't have the right answer, you learn humility. So you can't lose. Now, shall I ask next? How about you?
Yes.
No. Not present everywhere, is the God man, no? What is God present? Everywhere. Is he present anywhere?
Yes.
Where?
In the Eucharist.
Only. Only. On earth. He is the incarnate God who became man when Mary conceived him at Nazareth. He is his incarnate God. Is he in heaven? That's what we see in the Apostles' Creed, right? The right hand of his heavenly Father. But he's on earth. He's incarnate God only. And the writing is our faith only in the Eucharist. Not only is he only in the Eucharist. That's chalk. Thank you. With a Latin definition. Totus Christus continetur is contained sub, under, speciebus, the physical properties, panis et vini, of bread and wine. No. I'm no artist. A little large, but a host which has, well, length, width, circumference, right? Those physical properties contain, that's part of our faith, contain, in other words, this cup contains the water which is within it. Right? Pour the water out, will not be contained in this cup. And that is our faith. In other words, without Mary there would have been no incarnation. Without her there would be no Eucharist. Let me tell you how sadly well I know this. The priests in the Vatican superiors tell me most of the priests in the United States ordained since the close of the Second Vatican Council should be re-educated. Amen. And one of my apostolates under the church's strong direction is to help re-educate priests. And this is where you learn it, but you've got to know your faith, really understand it. There are priests confused, like the two parishes I know there are more, but it's these two in Detroit Archdiocese. Well, the people at Sunday Mass are told to recite the prayer of consecration along with the priest. To say that's crazy would be a statement of charity, because if the priest is crazy, then he's not responsible. And the Catholic Church will survive only with our still bishops, priests, and the laity who believe in the real presence, believe that Jesus Christ, the one who was conceived by Mary, born in Bethlehem, is on earth only, I repeat that adverb, only in the Holy Eucharist. And so question 118 is crucial, is the bedrock of our Catholic faith. You don't close 42 parishes in the Archdiocese of Detroit in a couple of years without a reason. Nothing like a mazuma, nothing like a money. Forget it. It's the loss of faith. And dioceses that are going out of existence in America. And the bottom line is right here. Finally, 119, which is a closing question and answer for this. I call it catechism. Mysterium Fidei, I could call it the catechism. Let me call it. It's to be printed. Or has this been printed already? No, not yet. Could be called the catechism on the real presence. Because this doctrine, Mysterium Fidei, I repeat, is the clearest, most detailed, and published by the Holy Father as an encyclical for the whole world, the most authoritative, and strangely, never before in my knowledge of papal history has any pope issued a document during a session of a general council on his own authority. And you may be sure the bishops, when they came for the closing sessions, were all given a copy of this encyclical. The liturgy without the real presence is mockery. You know what is going on? As you people, in some ways, know better than I hear about this. Well, what should be the Mass? Who genuflects before the tabernacle anymore? How many churches in Detroit still have the tabernacle? Well, in the front of the church and openly displayed. I was in a church in Texas where to give a lecture. Well, in the church, I couldn't see the tabernacle. So I asked, where's the tabernacle? Oh, Father, you can't see it. Yeah, there's a side window. Look over the people. Oh, yes. A small container could just as well have been a box. So when I walked up to give the lecture, having been on the stage for 6 years before I entered the Jesuits, so I strolled to make, and then went, and the tabernacle was a side window. So I paused, looked around, then remained on my knees for several seconds. and then off to hear my talk. And the same thing to dramatize it on the way out of the church. The Catholic Church exists only where there are still those who believe in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Nowhere else. Okay. The last question. How does the Pope close his encyclical Mysterium Fidei? He closes the encyclical by quoting the martyr, St. Ignatius of Antioch, who died in 107 A.D. Strive then, said Ignatius, to make use of one form of thanksgiving, for the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ is one, and one is the chalice in the union of his blood, one altar, one bishop. St. Ignatius' letter was written to the faithful of Philadelphia, where our own city got its name, who are being separated by the evils of division and schism. In other words, by Ignatius, who, by the way, in one letter after another, he's got seven letters, speaks so clearly, so explicitly about the real presence, you think we're reading, well, Paul the Sixth. He used to say, alone, divided Christianity can be reunited only by return to the Eucharistic faith, which first united the Church founded by Jesus Christ. In fact, the Vatican civilians tell me, neither will survive in America, only there are still bishops and priests and the faithful who believe in the real presence. And I didn't tell the people to put this copyright, but does your page have a copyright on it too?
Yes.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, use as much as you wish by being taped. Oh my goodness. Let's see, these are Carol, these are good glasses. Now, what time is it, may I ask?
Quarter to three.
2:45. Well, we could take a break now. On the other hand, what if we start on the homosexuality?